Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Ronan Kelly is a thoracic oncologist. He's leading research efforts in esophageal, gastroesophageal, and gastric cancer. Esophageal cancer is our topic today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And again, back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
And the subject where we were was, what are the stages of esophageal cancer? How do they present differently? And how do the treatments differ based on these stages? And we've been talking and are going to talk with Dr. Ronan Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, who's chief of thoracic oncology at Johns Hopkins, and is also told us that one of the greatest places to go for information on this is the ECAN network, Esophageal Cancer Action Network, but it's abbreviated ECAN.org. So go to the website, www.ECAN.org, for much more information. So Dr. Kelly, tell us about the different stages and different treatments based on those stages.
Well, so let me tell your listeners what we would do if someone comes in with the symptoms that we've described previously. So when we talk about staging the tumor, what we're trying to figure out is, how far advanced has the tumor spread? Now, the normal way, the normal investigations that we would do, the first one, as we've already spoken about, is someone should go for an endoscopy if they're having symptoms like the difficulty swallowing or the unexpected weight loss or this chronic cough that won't go away. They should talk to their doctor if they have some of these symptoms, and their doctor would recommend getting an upper endoscopy. And if on the endoscopy there was a stricture or a narrowing or a tumor visible, the doctor, the endoscopist, would biopsy that and then would tell us whether or not they have cancer. Now, if they have cancer, that's normally when they are sent to my clinic. And the normal test that we do a CAT scan to see if the tumor has spread anywhere else. We also do a PET scan, which also helps us to see if the tumor has spread beyond the chest. But probably the most significant one is something called an
endoscopy. So those tests don't take very long to do, so you can do those in a couple of days, and then you go on to ultrasound. Is that what you said?
Right, an endoscopic ultrasound, which again is like an endoscopy, so a tube bends the esophagus, but there's an ultrasound probe at the end, and so it's able to tell the doctor how far into the wall or the muscle of the esophagus has the tumor spread into. And so that's called the T stage. Everything that we do in cancer, we divide it up into three stages. The T, which stands for the tumor size, N, which stands for how many lymph nodes, N for nodes, and M, has it metastasized or spread anywhere. So with all those tests, we're able to then decide whether this is stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, or stage 4. And the treatments then change depending on what the stage of the tumor is.
So now, we have a note from one of the producers that says, clarify that, would you? And what she means by that, I assume, is T tells you the tumor size, and what's the difference between a T1 and a T2 and a T3 or whatever the number is?
Oh, sure.
And then part of staging
is the lymph
node. Go ahead, sorry.
What I normally tell my patients is to imagine the esophagus as a pipe, and what we're trying to decide is how far into the wall or that thickness of the pipe is the tumor invading. And so there's a few different layers in the muscle of the esophagus. The first one is called the mucosa, then there's another one called the submucosa, and then the third one called the muscularis propria. So the ultrasound is able to tell us how far into the wall the tumor is going. So if it's into the very superficial layer, we call that T1 or tumor size 1. If it's gone into the middle layer, we call that T2 or T3. And then if it's spreading just actually through the whole wall of the esophagus, we call that T4 or tumor size 4. And then what we're trying to, you asked about the lymph nodes. So we look to see how many lymph nodes look suspicious. And so we count them. And if there's 1 to 2 lymph nodes that look suspicious, we call that N1 disease or lymph node 1 disease. If there's 3 to 6 suspicious lymph nodes, we call that N2. And if there's more than 7, we call that N3. And so by doing that, we're then able to give a final stage, so whether something is T1, T2, T2, T3, or T4. We then look at the lymph nodes. Is it N1, N2, or N3? And the final part is, has the tumor spread anywhere else? Has it metastasized? And if it has, then it's metastatic disease. If it hasn't, then it's going to be, you know, either stage 1, stage 2, or stage 3, based on what we found from those tests.
And that depends on, so if it hasn't spread very far, it is, I assume, surgically resectable. That is, you can take it out with surgery. And if it's spread far, that's when you use radiation or chemotherapy.
That's exactly why we're trying to do the staging, to decide if someone is surgically operable or not. And so the patients that are operable are the stage 1s, 2s, and 3s. Stage 4, we generally don't consider surgery the right thing to do, because if the tumor is spread into the liver or the bones, then, you know, doing a big operation like an esophagectomy would not really be the right thing to do in that instance. And so I can just tell you a little bit about why we want to stage it, because stage 1, we really just send patients straight to surgery. We don't think they need any chemo. We don't think they need any radiation. If someone is stage 2 or stage 3, and that would depend on how many lymph nodes and how far into the wall the tumor is spread, we, in the United States, and now the Europeans have also started doing it, we do what's called trimodality treatment, which basically involves chemo and radiation together up front for about 5 weeks of treatment, followed by surgery. And then we just assess what the surgeon has seen to see if any additional treatment is needed. But that's what trimodality means, where we're using the three different specialties of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
And before we go and say thank you and go to our tip of the week, Donna asked a question quickly. Is Michael Douglas, is this the cancer that Michael Douglas had?
I don't think so. I'm not sure what he had, but I think he had throat cancer, so it would be slightly different. Before we go, can I just again mention that April was Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month. ECAN is the largest nonprofit organization in the U.S. They're relatively new. They've been set up in Baltimore by a lady called Mindy Mordecai, and they are really doing fantastic work. They have great information on their website, www.ECAN, which stands for Esophageal Cancer Action Network.org. And all the information that I've spoken about will be there.
Great. And that's Dr. Ronan Kelly of Johns Hopkins. Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly. And we'll go quickly to a tip of the week. And the real age tip this week is almost anyone who takes medication for high blood pressure, or is a spouse, parent, or pal who does, will likely recognize this reaction. Do I really need to take this pill for freaking ever? And the answer is yes. We're here to say there's new news that you should. For drugs that bring down your blood pressure, it doesn't just put off heart trouble or stroke. Every month you take them, they add about 2 days to your life and less disability. Take them for 20 or 30 years, you're talking lots more days. In fact, the real age benefit for treating someone with a blood pressure 140 over 85 and just getting it to 120 over 75 is about 8 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Joe?
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.